Will the Bengals get their first win of the AFC North this year in their final game of the season? We'll see. Hey, everyone. Welcome into the Bengals Beat podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Conway, here at the Enquirer studio with podcast producers Sam Green and Phil Didion. And it has been a couple weeks since we've been able to record a podcast. The holidays have been in full swing, so we are happy to be back bringing you the latest about your Cincinnati Bengals. And we'll start with the game this weekend. The Bengals have one more game to play after being eliminated from postseason contention last week, having lost to the Kansas City Chiefs on New Year's Eve. So what do the Bengals have to play for this week? Their pride, mostly. This has been a season full of adversity for the Bengals. It's not panned out how anyone would have expected back in July when this team returned a lot of their starters, all three of their coordinators, and it was a Super Bowl or bust season to many. And it turned out to be very far from that, with Joe Burrow's constant injuries this season and a little bit of a disappointment in a lot of areas. We'll have all offseason to break those down. But for this game specifically, the Bengals really want to win this one because they haven't won an AFC North game. And that's not a stat that anybody is happy about after winning the division twice in a row. The Bengals didn't play well enough in their AFC North games. And they know that although it would just be one win is better than going 0-4 in the division. So they have a lot to play for. So I would expect to see the Bengals starters playing and playing hard. And for a couple of them, it could be their last game running out of the tunnel at Paycor Stadium. So that always adds another element of emotion and excitement. And we'll mention those, but this game for the Browns is really meaningless. The Cleveland Browns have been one of the NFL's best teams and one of the biggest surprises this year. They are 11-5 without their starting quarterback, Deshaun Watson. Joe Flacco has led this team to the playoffs, and they are a team that I think a lot of people think that could go far in the AFC because they have a really good defense. They have a really good run game. And right now, Flacco is playing really well. So I would expect Kevin Stefanski to rest his starters this Sunday, which is a good thing for the Bengals because that's been a team that the Bengals have really struggled with for the last couple of years, because the seeding can't really change for the Browns. They are a lock for that number 5 seed. So for them, it's about getting rest for their players to make sure their guys are ready to go next week as their season will continue. So let's talk a little bit about some of the Bengals who it could be their final game on Sunday. And we'll start with the bigger named ones, and that is Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins. Those two wide receivers are not under contract after this season, and we'll see where things go. Specific to Tyler Boyd, I would be surprised if he returns to the Bengals on a new deal simply because of his age and the number he's probably going to want in terms of where he's at in his career. I think the Bengals know that they need to get younger at the receiver position, and it just makes sense, especially when they drafted Charlie Jones, who plays in the slot, last year. That kind of had the writing on the wall that that would be Tyler Boyd's replacement. So this might be your last time watching number 83 play as a Bengal in Paycor Stadium. So if you're a big Tyler Boyd fan, remember that coming into this game. He's been a great piece for this franchise for years now. So I can tell that it's going to be an emotional game for him. And I had a chance to talk to Tyler after the game in Kansas City. And he said, well, I've never really been a free agent before in my career. So he doesn't know what to expect. So we'll see how that all shakes out. And T. Higgins, another big name receiver whose future is undetermined at the moment. I don't expect T. Higgins to return as a Bengal pass next year based off of conversations that I've had with different sources is telling me his future is unlikely as a Bengal, but we'll see where things go. It's been a hard year for T in terms of constantly overcoming injuries, but just as you saw him in Kansas City, he injured his hamstring and he wanted to come back in and help his team play. And he's provided so many awesome moments for Bengals fans and this team, and has played a really critical role in the success that they've had over the last 2 years. So we will see where things go. The Bengals can franchise tag him, and that number would be pretty high. And that's also another reason why I don't think that they are going to bring him back. But they could tag and trade him to try and get get some picks. So we'll see where things go. It'll clearly be something that, you know, we'll be all be watching. But those are two big name wide receivers that this could very well be their last home game as a Cincinnati Bengal. And continuing on with the offensive side of the ball, Jonah Williams, who moved from left tackle to right tackle, this could be his final game as he is at the end of his contract. And based off of what happened in the offseason with him wanting a trade and the fact that they moved him from left tackle to right tackle when they brought in Orlando Brown, we'll see if the Bengals want to give him an extension at right tackle. Jonah's been really good this year on the right side, and that clearly looks to be where his future is going to be in the NFL. But we'll see where things go there, or the Bengals could say, we're going to try and draft or sign someone else in free agency. So those are three names that I think if you're circling, who should you be paying attention to and why this game matters to them, even though postseason is out the window. Those three guys are playing for a lot and they've all done a significant job here in Cincinnati. If it is in fact their last game as a Bengal, DJ Reader would have been clumped into that category for me. But he, of course, his season ended, unfortunately, a couple weeks ago with that torn quad. And we have no idea what to expect from him moving forward in terms of his football career. Of course, he's going to fight like crazy to try and come back, but you just never know if he'll return as the same player because it is the second time he's torn a quad in his career. So we will see. But those are the guys that you should keep an eye on. And also keep an eye on some of those younger players who I anticipate also seeing some more time. The Bengals need to really figure out what they have in Chase Brown. You saw glimpses of them really starting to use him throughout the middle of the season, and then in the last couple of games he really hasn't been a factor. So knowing what the questions that they're going to face this offseason about the state of their running back position, I would expect them to play Chase Brown a significant amount. Also, you could expect to see Andre Yoshivas, the receiver, the seventh round pick, who's also seen game snaps this year. They would like to see if he's worthy of seeing more playing time, or if they really need to go back to the drawing board and draft a receiver high if they do in fact lose T and Tyler Boyd. I clump Charlie Jones into that same category. What is he? Is he capable of being a dependable slot receiver? These are things that they need to figure out. And so I'd expect them to play the rookies, even though they're going to be trying to play to win. They need to get these guys on the field so that they have tape of them when they're going through their off-season plan of, we go through our self-assessment and decide what we need our goals to be this offseason in terms of personnel. So I think the Bengals are going to be trying to play to win, but I think you'll all see a healthy dose of some players that you haven't really seen play a whole lot this season, play a lot. So also from an injury standpoint, the Bengals came out of the Kansas City game pretty clean for the most part, but T. Higgins did re-injure his hamstring in that game. And Jamar Chase, of course, is dealing with the shoulder injury that he said he was about 70% when he played the Chiefs. And you could tell he just wasn't the same player out there, but it was important for him to try and play that game for his team. So we'll see how many of those guys even play. Pride's a big deal for a lot of these guys, but we'll see. And as far as Pro Bowlers, you know, a lot of it has to do with your stats. So you, of course, want to play to build your stats, to build your case, because there's a lot of incentives and bonuses you can get if you make a Pro Bowl. So for a couple of these guys that are in the runnings to make a Pro Bowl, this game also matters to them. So there's a lot that's still at stake here in terms of why players would want to play in this game, making it going to be probably an interesting game on Sunday. And as I mentioned, the Bengals do not want to go 0-4 in the AFC North. All right, that's it for some thoughts on the upcoming game against the Browns on Sunday at Paycor Stadium. And as I mentioned, we are all geared up. It's going to be a big offseason for this Bengals team. And I will be there at the marquee events, the Senior Bowl, the Combine, owners meetings. I will be there on hand talking to Duke Tobin, Zach Taylor, trying to get you guys everything you want to know about your Bengals team. So be sure to keep it at Cincinnati.com and be sure to check in for weekly updates of the Bengals Beat podcast. All right, that's it. Thanks for tuning in. See you guys next time.